The Savoy Hotel has taken the biggest gamble in its 100-year history. Closed for 3 long years in one of the most expensive refurbishments in hotel history, 600 new staff have been given a crash course in 5-star service in just a matter of weeks. It's only been a few weeks since Katie Price split up from Peter, and their bitter break has hooked the nation. It's been a painful time, but Katie's now ready to move on with her life. We'll be bringing you all the drama, the fun and madness, and the story of the real Katie. Lynn was 14 when everything changed. She was diagnosed with a severe form of ME, which attacked her body relentlessly. By the time she reached her 15th birthday, she was paralysed from the waist down and could only be fed through a tube. Her body was giving up. It's Palm Sunday, and in the Southampton City Centre Parish, a lunch for the homeless is underway. Chief waiter is Rector Ian, and his wife Nikki is in charge of the puddings. The crumble's gone down well, and there's enough for Nikki to taste it for herself. But there's too much to do for our vicar's wives to put their feet up. Holy Week has begun, and the lead-up to Easter is in full swing. On the night of the 7th of July, 1998, Tina heard her son wake up. She tried to relax, but the pain wouldn't go away. Tina's mother rushed her to the hospital. Could she be having a miscarriage or an ectopic pregnancy? Tina was convinced that she wasn't pregnant. The doctor decided to perform a pelvic examination. Moments later, the problem became clear. Tina was having a baby. Across the airport, the final preparations are underway for a presidential visit. The red carpet comes out only 6 times a year. Today, Royal Suite Manager Anita Newcourt is concerned that her red carpet is not as red as she'd like. Welcome to The Flying Winemakers, the series where a new breed of global wine experts jet between harvests to spread their knowledge and share their skills. You'll be meeting the man who pioneered the concept, exchanging wine expertise across the globe. Tony Lathwaite has been working as a wine merchant for more than 40 years. His passion for wine has seen him develop a business providing wine to millions of happy customers.